Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Pat, Chris, I was thinking this morning. Yeah, that's a dangerous thing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I didn't hurt myself. I didn't hurt myself this time. You know, I could be dangerous. But I was thinking, as I'm putting on sweaters and layering up here in the cold temperature, mm-hmm. I was thinking of fond moments when I was at the beach. And I was thinking about what you guys said about I heard on VFN radio last week. By the way, if you have not heard the Marathon Weekend, if you have not heard the VFN Marathon Weekend, you need to tune. It is so encouraging. Every single weekend, I'm gonna put a little plug here for the Marathon Weekend since we just passed the weekend here.
All right.
You can hear back to back to back to back VFN radio programs.
All right.
I mean, and so encouraging, and it just goes all the way through. And you know, I love to turn it on. You never know what's going to come on when you turn it on. What's playing? But I heard something.
Yeah.
Remember when you guys said that you guys went diving, Chris? You remember this excursion that they had, and how fun and wonderful that was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, obviously you heard my experience. You know, my thoughts on that. I was thinking because I came across an article. I came across something. And see, this is why, Chris, I don't go underwater like that. This is why I don't do that. I'm about to tell you why why mess with something that, you know, the fish didn't bother you. You know, Jaws does not bother you. Why do you want to go into their territory? But I want to share something with you. That a diver in Brazil, Franco Banfey, mm-hmm. He decides to go, get this, Chris,
mm-hmm.
diving in, and guess what poor Franco found? Not a fish, not, you know, the little coral that, you know, they like to trick you in saying, this is what you're going to see down there.
Mm-hmm.
He found an anaconda, okay?
What?
But the anaconda wasn't 5 feet, it wasn't 10 feet, it was 26 feet long.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my gosh, where did he find it?
This is in Brazil. It's he's diving, and as I understand it, he looks up and it's like off the shore, and it's this huge, monstrous.
What was he diving in?
It doesn't say. But listen, we know this. He's in the water. That's enough.
Is he in a river?
I it doesn't say. Okay. I don't know. Right, I just know right. that.
I just never seen an anaconda near the beach.
Wow. Well,
have you ever seen an
anaconda? Of the ocean, that is.
Well, listen, ocean has creatures, if you know what I mean.
Yes, they do.
And all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this, you got to be careful. You just can't be going around poking in, you know, all sorts of places and stuff. I'm thinking, right. You see, that's why. I saw the anaconda. I'm like, okay, confirmation.
So what happened? Anything?
Oh, nothing. I mean, they didn't go into detail. Said this is what he saw, and he snapped a picture of it.
Wow, what a great catch. Wow, that's awesome.
See, Chris?
That's why we go diving.
That's right. How many times could you say you saw a 26-foot anaconda when you were diving?
That's right.
What a memento.
Yeah.
And survived.
And lived to tell about it.
See, is this mindset, Chris? Is this mindset that gets people hurt? You know what I'm saying? This is beautiful. I want to take pictures of this.
Hey, man.
It's a snake. It's 26 feet long.
Right.
It's huge. They'll crush you and wrap you around and, oh my goodness.
Swallow you whole.
Hey, swallow you whole. Maybe we'll have a picture of that to show everybody, but I thought, man, that's almost bigger than maybe a city bus, dude. That's 26 feet.
A lot longer, yeah. Mm.
Wow. It's crazy. Crazy. It reminds me, I went to, down in the shore. This led me to my previous thought that I was about to share, but.
Oh, that's all right. That's right. Come back.
Yeah, come back. I was in the shore some years back on the Gulf Coast. I love those beaches out there. But and I'm with you remember Jerry, don't you?
Who?
My brother-in-law Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, yeah.
We're in this kayak. Okay, mm-hmm. We're just, you know, tearing it up. We're out there in the own waves, and we're just having a ball. You mm-hmm. know, just having fun. Now, if you hear him tell the story, he gets colorful. I mean, I don't know what colorful kayak he was on. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the front. He was in the back. And it's kayak. When you're in the water, I mean, if you've never been in a kayak before, it's very light. I mean, it's like the water just pushes all over the place. But a kayak, although it's made of plastic, it's not really that light. I mean, when the waves get violent and you're down by shore, man, they can – that kayak can slap you silly, man. It'll knock you right under your feet and crush your shins. I mean, you gotta be careful. I mean, you gotta hold onto that thing right. You will be destroyed.
Right.
So the dangerous part is getting it into the water, you know, because the waves are coming.
Oh, without getting beat up, yeah.
Exactly. And so we're carrying this thing going out in the water. I'm in the front. Once you get past the where the waves are, I guess, cresting or coming out, there's a calmness. So we're out. Okay, we're resting. And all of a sudden, I see this school of fish. And we're in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, where there's sharks, you know what I'm saying? But these schools of fish, all right? These schools of fish, they looked like they were like at least 3 feet long. I mean, they were huge or black. And they were just, I mean, moving fierce in the whole group. And I'm thinking, oh, Mike, I said, Jerry, look. Look to the left. Look to the left. I was like, don't move. Jerry starts looking. He says, I got excited. I say, he got excited.
Let me guess.
At the same time, we're looking at this, like, it just seemed like a mass to the left of us.
Were they running?
Were they running from?
Well, we don't know. that's why we were like, oh my God.
So y'all just had to find out, right?
Well, at the same time, there was this wave that was emerging, this huge wave. And I said, Stay steady. And of course, did not stay steady and fell right, I mean, just right on top of what looked like this school of fish.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, talk about jumping in the water, trying to get onto that thing again. It was hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Hilarious. But, I mean, these fish were huge, and we didn't know what was behind those fish.
Exactly. You know what I mean? What was chasing them?
Exactly. So we just quickly made a beeline and tried to get way out of there, but humorous moments not. But that's the reason why, Chris, I just want to just encourage everyone who's listening today. Be careful when you get into these waters.
Right.
Don't be so quick to start sticking your head in places. Chris. Pat.
Yeah.
I talked to Greg too about that. I'll tell you what. Jeez.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.